My name is Paul Gallardo, and I'm the president and CEO of Pet Plan North America.
Paul, we're right in the middle of this pandemic, hopefully toward the end of it. Now, if you get COVID, what happens to your dog or cat? That's something that we have to think about.
Pat, we're thinking about it all the time at Pet Plan, which is why we added a couple of new features to our policy. One is adding a pet guardian, where the idea came to us a few weeks ago, picking up on CDC guidelines. And that suggested that if you get sick, you really want someone to care for your pet. And so now Pet Plan members can easily add a pet guardian to their account. Guardians can submit claims on the policyholder's behalf. Should the pet need vet medical treatment, fall under the guardian's care. Guardians can also get vet contact information, medical record, any kind of information that would be helpful for caring for the pet.
That's an excellent idea because I don't have a guardian for my pet.
Another feature is, unlike most pet insurance, we do cover boarding fees if, heaven forbid, you were to be hospitalized. So if any one of our members is hospitalized for any reason, not just COVID-19, but for any reason, hospitalized for 4 days or more, Pet Plan will actually cover the cost of boarding up to $1,000.
If your pet needs to see a vet during this pandemic, what should you do?
Look, if you are sick with COVID-19 or if your pet becomes sick, what the CDC is saying is do not take your pet to the vet clinic yourself. You're supposed to call the vet, let he or she know that you have been sick or your pet is sick. Some vets may offer a telemedicine consultation, which we cover as well, or they'll develop some sort of alternative plan to help you and your pet.
I didn't realize that there was virtual visits for pets. Is that something new?
Yes. Well, you know, it's absolutely new. It is unique to Pet Plan. It's something that we actually established last summer. We saw it. It was a trend in human healthcare, and we have a history of innovation, and so we brought it into veterinary medicine. Never, never, never did we think we would have to be talking about it under these circumstances, but at least we were able to provide that additional benefit during these unprecedented times.
What are you hearing about COVID and pets? We were all shaken up when we heard about Winston in North Carolina,
yes.
The dog who was found to have COVID. But what are you hearing about pets getting the virus?
I think it changes all the time. When this first happened in middle of March, when it really started to become prevalent, they were saying that it was highly unlikely that pets could become infected. Then, as you and your listeners know, then it was, well, cats are more likely to get it than dogs. And now we're seeing the dogs can become infected as well. However, fortunately, it seems like, at least to date, and things could change, but it seems like if a pet does get it, the symptoms are very, very mild and the pet do recuperate. So I think that's really good news.
If you have COVID, though, what is the advice that you're given to not hang out with your pet? It would be better if you gave your pet to somebody else to watch while you recovered from the illness?
You're absolutely right, Pat. You should restrict contact with your pets and with other animals, just like you would around other people. That is what the CDC is recommending. When possible, have another member of your household care for your pet while you're sick. Avoid contact with your pet, including petting, snuggling, kissing, anything like that, sharing food or bedding. And if you must care for your pet or be around animals while you're sick, really try to wear a cloth face covering and wash your hands before and after you interact with your pet.
It's just heartbreaking to think that you wouldn't be able, if you're sick especially, to get a lot of comfort from your pet. But I hear what you're saying. So many people are adopting pets during this pandemic, and that's a nice thing. But do you worry at all what's going to happen after the pandemic is over?
We're in a unique situation right now where I think a lot of people are getting pets because they have time to train the pet, establish the pet in the home, and I think that's great. And I'm sure responsible pet parents will do that now while they're staying at home. and then continue to care for their pet long after things return to normal.
Do you have any tips for people who might be new pet owners during this pandemic?
I think I would offer three things. Great nutrition. Of course, just like humans, pets need good nutrition. Pets need fitness. Health and wellness is very important for a pet, just mm-hmm. like it is for humans. And pets need a lot of love. And so if you do those three things, nutrition, fitness, and love, your pet is going to be in really, really great shape.
I think you're right. And let's conclude the interview with you telling me how Pet Plan got started. I understand it all started with a cat named Bodhi.
Yes, yes, yes. Pet Plan started 14 years ago by our founders that are no longer with the company. They had a sick pet, sick cat. And they realized that there was really no health insurance for their pet. They were British. They are British. Mm-hmm. And so they brought the idea of pet health insurance here to the United States.
Well, that's fabulous. And if anybody wants to investigate Pet Plan and get a policy for their pet, what should they do?
They can go to gopetplan.com or call us at 1-800-809-9300.
Fabulous. Anything else you want to add before we wrap this up?
No. Thank you so much for taking the time to learn more about it. We touched a little bit on the virtual vet visits, which is unique to Pet Plan. And of course, that means that you can FaceTime, text, chat, email, or phone with your vet. And of course, Pet Plan will cover the cost of that evaluation.
Okay. You gave us a lot of great information. Let me make sure I got everything.